saving money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Dorothy. Just your average office manager trying to juggle a career while raising my teenage son alone since my ex decided family life wasn't exciting enough for him 8 years ago. Today should have been special. I'd just received an email about a potential basketball scholarship for Jake at State University. The kind of news that deserves more than a text message. I left work early thinking I'd surprise him after basketball practice. Coach Michael had mentioned they'd be finishing around 4, so I arrived at the high school parking lot 15 minutes early, clutching the printed scholarship info like it was a winning lottery ticket. That's when I spotted Jake's blue Honda, the one we'd saved up for together on his 16th birthday. But he wasn't alone. Sitting in the passenger seat was a face I'd hoped to never see again. Richard, my ex-husband. The man who walked out on us when Jake was only 9. My stomach dropped like I was on a roller coaster that suddenly plummeted. What the hell was he doing here? 8 years of complete silence except for the occasional birthday text, which usually arrived days late. And now he's sitting in my son's car like they're best buddies? I couldn't confront them right then. I needed to process this. So I drove home, the scholarship papers crumpled in my hand, memories flooding back like a broken dam. Richard taking out credit cards in my name, the collection calls I knew nothing about, finding out he'd borrowed from Jake's college fund. The promises to change that never materialized. The day I came home to find his closet empty and a note saying he needed space. Real brave. When Jake finally got home that evening, I was waiting in the kitchen. How was practice? Fine, just the usual drills. He tossed his gym bag by the door, heading straight for the refrigerator. Who dropped you off? His body tensed. What do you mean? I saw you in the parking lot, Jake. With your father. He closed the fridge door slowly. I was going to tell you. When? After another secret meeting? How long has this been going on? Just a couple months. He reached out on Instagram. He's changed, Mom. I laughed. Couldn't help it. Changed? People like your father don't change. He wants to help with college. He's got connections. And he feels bad about everything. After 8 years of nothing, he suddenly wants to play daddy? Right when you're about to head to college? Doesn't that timing seem convenient to you? Why can't you just be happy he's trying? Jake's voice cracked slightly. Later that night, I couldn't sleep. Something wasn't adding up. So I did what any concerned mother would do. I Googled Richard Wilson. There it was, his smiling face on a business website. Wilson Consulting, established 2024. Brand new company. And according to the business registry I found, filed for a loan extension last month. How interesting. Richard suddenly appears right when he needs money. Some things never change. The next morning, I called Sarah as soon as I got to the office. You're not going to believe who's back in town. Don't tell me that loser ex of yours? Bingo. And he's been secretly meeting with Jake for months. Sarah nearly choked on her coffee. Are you serious? After abandoning you guys for, what, 8 years? And suddenly he cares about Jake's college plans. Convenient timing, right? Too convenient. What are you going to do? Dig deeper. Something's not adding up with his new consulting business. During lunch, Sarah and I pulled up everything we could find on Wilson Consulting. The website looked impressive, but the business was barely 6 months old. Through a friend at the bank, Sarah discovered Richard had been denied for 2 business loans in the past month. He's desperate for cash, Sarah said, scrolling through her phone. And look who's listed as his executive partner, Vanessa Carpenter. I found Vanessa's social media profiles, designer clothes, luxury vacations, all tagged with inspirational entrepreneur quotes. Either business was better than the record showed, or someone was living beyond their means. When Jake came home that evening, I tried a different approach. I've been thinking about your dad. Tell me more about these college connections he mentioned. Jake's eyes lit up. His girlfriend Vanessa knows people at Princeton. She went there, said she could put in a good word. That's generous. What else have you guys talked about? Jake shrugged, suddenly interested in his pasta. Just catching up stuff. Has he asked about me at all? Our finances, maybe? His fork paused halfway to his mouth. He did ask if we still had the house. And if you ever got that inheritance from Grandma Martha. Bingo. He was just curious how we're doing, Jake added quickly. I'm sure he was. The next day, I accidentally ran into Richard at the coffee shop near Jake's school. What a surprise, I said, voice dripping with sarcasm. Dorothy. He smiled that charming smile that once made my knees weak. I was hoping we could talk. About your sudden interest in our son's life, or your failing business? His smile faltered. I've made mistakes. I'm trying to make amends. 8 years of silence, then you show up when your business is tanking? Please. That's unfair. I've changed. Ask Jake. You're using him to get to me? Or my money? Which is it? You always were paranoid. He leaned closer. Jake's an adult now. He makes his own decisions about who to trust. That evening, I checked our home's property records online. There it was. Richard had filed a petition claiming partial ownership through verbal agreements during marriage. Digging deeper, I found emails between Richard and a lawyer discussing my inheritance from Mom. If the mother transfers any inheritance funds to the son's college account, we can petition for partial control as the father, the lawyer wrote. My blood boiled as I read Richard's response. Jake trusts me completely. He'll do whatever I suggest with the money. Dorothy won't know until it's too late. I couldn't sleep that night. By morning, I had a plan. I called Sarah immediately. I need your help taking down a snake. Say no more. What's the plan? We create a fake investment opportunity too good for Richard to pass up. But first, I need to talk to Jake. I also texted our neighbor Michael, who had coached Jake in youth basketball for years and knew Richard from before he left us. Of course I'll help. That guy owes your kid 8 years of missed games and birthdays. When Jake got home from school, I confronted him with the evidence of Richard's legal maneuvers. He's trying to get his hands on the inheritance money Grandma left for your college, Jake. He's using you. Jake's face flushed red. You're just jealous he's back in my life. You've always tried to keep us apart. Why would I be jealous of the man who stole from your college fund when you were 9, who maxed out credit cards in my name before disappearing? That was the past. People change. Then explain these documents. He's literally trying to get legal access to our money. Jake stormed out, slamming the door. I felt terrible, but I had to protect him. The next day, I met with Jake's guidance counselor, Amanda Davis. Jake seems unusually stressed lately, she said. Now I understand why. I don't know how to make him see the truth without pushing him further away. Amanda leaned forward. Teenagers hate being told what to think, but they respond to evidence they discover themselves. If Richard is as manipulative as you say, give Jake the chance to see it firsthand. Her words gave me an idea. I bought a small recording device and asked Sarah to create a fake investment brochure for Richard's company. We called it Next Gen Funding, a program supposedly looking to invest in promising local businesses. Michael posed as the investor contact, emailing Richard that he'd been recommended by a mutual connection and was interested in his company. Meanwhile, I left the recorder in Jake's backpack after showing him how to use it for a school project. If your dad's intentions are genuine, you'll have proof to show me I'm wrong, I told him, knowing his curiosity would lead him to record their conversations. 3 days later, Jake came home looking troubled. He handed me the recorder wordlessly. I listened as Richard and his girlfriend Vanessa spoke freely, thinking Jake had stepped away. Once we get Dorothy's inheritance money, we can clear our debts and salvage the business, Richard said. And if she doesn't fall for it? Vanessa asked. Jake's already wrapped around my finger. If necessary, he'll convince her to loan us the money for his college fund. She'd do anything for that kid. What about after? Won't the kid be upset when he realizes? By then, we'll be back on our feet. Small price to pay. Besides, he's practically an adult. Not my problem anymore. The recording continued with Richard returning to Jake, pouring on the charm about college visits. When Jake came into my room that night, his eyes were red. Mom, I'm sorry I didn't believe you. I hugged him tight. It's not your fault. Your father's had years of practice manipulating people. What do we do now? We give him exactly what he wants or what he thinks he wants. The next morning, Richard called me. Jake told me you've been upset. He thinks you need to move on from the past like he has. I swallowed my rage. Maybe you're right. Jake says you can help with his college connections. Absolutely. Why don't we all have dinner tomorrow to discuss it? Perfect. I hung up, knowing Richard thought he'd won, but tomorrow's dinner would change everything. I reserved a private room at Mancini's restaurant for our family dinner. Richard thought it would just be the three of us, but I had other plans. Sarah arrived first to help set up, connecting my laptop to the room's TV screen. You ready for this? Sarah squeezed my hand. More than ready. Michael arrived next, followed by Amanda, Jake's guidance counselor. Then came the surprise guest, Thomas Reeves, Richard's business partner, who I'd contacted with concerns about his investment. Richard walked in with Vanessa on his arm, faltering when he saw the full room. What's this? I thought we were discussing Jake's college plans. Oh, we are, and so much more. I gestured to the empty seats. Please sit down. Jake sat beside me, nervous but determined. I've invited everyone here because there are some things we all need to understand about Richard Wilson. Richard laughed nervously. Dorothy, always with the drama. Is it dramatic to protect my son from being used as a pawn? Is it dramatic to prevent financial fraud? I clicked a button, and Richard's voice filled the room from the recording. Once we get Dorothy's inheritance money, we can clear our debts and salvage the business. Vanessa's face went pale. Thomas leaned forward, frowning deeply. And this, I continued, pulling up the legal documents, is Richard attempting to claim partial ownership of my house and access to my mother's inheritance through Jake. This is taken out of context, Richard protested, looking frantically at Jake. Son, you know I care about you. Like you cared when you emptied my college fund before disappearing for 8 years? I played more recordings, showed bank statements proving Richard's past financial abuse, and emails discussing his plans to use Jake to access my money. Thomas stood up. I invested $50,000 in your company based on your projections, Richard. You never mentioned any of this. It's not what it looks like, Richard stammered. It's exactly what it looks like, Vanessa said suddenly. You told me your ex-wife was trying to keep your money, not that you were trying to steal hers. She pulled off the gaudy engagement ring he'd given her. I'm not going down with this ship. Thomas was already on the phone with his lawyer. I'm filing fraud charges, Richard. The company's done. You can't do this to me. Richard turned to Jake. Tell them, son. Tell them I've changed. Jake looked him straight in the eye. I've heard enough to know who you really are. Richard turned to me, desperation in his voice. Dorothy, please. I'm sorry for everything. I was desperate. We can work this out. No, we can't. There's nothing to work out. I've already filed a restraining order based on your attempts at financial fraud. My lawyer will contact yours. 2 weeks later, Richard was charged with attempted fraud and violating previous financial court orders. Thomas's lawsuit ensured whatever business reputation Richard had was destroyed. 3 months later, Jake and I walked across the campus of State University during orientation weekend. He'd accepted their basketball scholarship, far away from Richard's influence. Think he'll ever try to contact us again? Jake asked as we passed the gleaming basketball arena. Not if he's smart. The restraining order is pretty clear. I still can't believe I fell for his act. Don't beat yourself up, You wanted to believe in him because he's your father. That's human. Jake stopped walking. You know what I realized? I don't need him. I've had the parent who matters all along. I blinked back tears as we continued our tour, finally free from Richard's shadow. What would you have done if you were Dorothy? At what point is it justified to completely cut a toxic family member out of your life with no chance of reconciliation? Was she right to reject Richard's apology? Or should there always be room for forgiveness? This is a situation many of us face in different ways. Share your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear your perspective on where to draw the line with toxic relationships. If you enjoyed this revenge story, please hit that like button and subscribe for more stories that explore complex family dynamics and the triumph of justice. Turn on notifications so you never miss our next video.